From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. An earthquake with a high magnitude of at least 7.3 on the Richter scale has hit the Fukushima region of Japan. Tremors were felt at least 300 miles away, and damage is still being assessed. From San Francisco, Rebecca Bowring has an update.
The quake struck 231 miles east of the Japanese island of Honshu. There have been no immediate reports of damage on land, but Japan's meteorological agency issued a yellow tsunami warning. A wave no greater than 1 meter in height is expected to hit the coast at Fukushima. It's far smaller than the one that deluged the region in March 2011, following the devastating magnitude 9 earthquake. Fukushima is home to a stricken nuclear reactor which is still being repaired. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says any tsunami is unlikely to be catastrophic, but there could be damage along coasts within 100 miles of the quake epicenter. Rebecca Bowring, San Francisco.
American officials have been in contact with several foreign intelligence agencies to alert them that former NSA contractor Edward Snowden has details of their secret cooperation with the U.S. The officials say Snowden possesses tens of thousands of military intelligence documents, some of which contain sensitive materials about collection programs against common adversaries such as Iran, Russia, and China. The data may also reveal operations with countries not known to be allied to the U.S. Here's Washington correspondent Lorna Shaddick.
U.S. officials from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence are reportedly having to get in contact with capital after capital, letting governments know there's a risk that Edward Snowden could reveal details of their cooperation with American intelligence services. They've told the Washington Post newspaper that there's another complicating factor. In some cases, one part of the government they're contacting may know about the collaboration, while another department might not even be aware of it. They say that if much of the information is disclosed, it could compromise ongoing operations. Lorna Shaddick, Washington.
And continuing Snowden revelations also have implication on America's known allies. European leaders gathering in Brussels for two-day talks have demanded a trust pact with the U.S. over allegations of extensive spying on EU governments. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande are now calling for bilateral meetings with Washington after suggesting relations have been bruised. Sandra Gatman reports from Brussels.
European leaders released a joint statement on Friday condemning extensive U.S. surveillance as alleged by documents leaked by fugitive U.S. intelligence worker Edward Snowden. It said France and Germany will seek bilateral talks with the U.S. before the end of the year, but the initiative may also end up including other countries. The European Union is sending a delegation to Washington on Monday to seek a response to allegations of widespread spying by the NSA against EU citizens and governments. Sandra Gatman, Brussels.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A new report finds that Iran could produce one bomb's worth of weapons-grade uranium in a month's time. The researchers argue Tehran's likely capability should inform the talks underway about their nuclear program. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has more.
Iran could have enough weapons-grade uranium for a bomb in 1 month's time. The new report from the Institute for Science and International Security evaluated the likely scenarios for refining Iran's known stockpile of low-grade uranium to weapons-grade. Their research is based on the known configuration of Iran's centrifuges, the devices used to refine uranium. ISIS feels that because Iran could have weapons-grade uranium in just a few weeks' time, this point has clear implications for any negotiations with Tehran. They feel the priority for talks is slowing the process, especially since the big unknown is how far along Iran is towards the rest of the atomic bomb technology. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
And the lower house of the Russian parliament has passed a new legislation strengthening punishment for terrorists and terrorism-related activity. Training and membership in terrorist groups fall under the new law. The measure is aimed to counter future terrorist attacks, particularly in the region of Sochi in southern Russia, where the 2014 Winter Olympics will take place. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
The State Duma deputies voted unanimously for toughening punishment for involvement in or training for terrorist activities. Those found guilty of the crime may face up to 10 years in prison, while terrorists fighting in militant groups abroad may face a 6-year jail term. The new law also stipulates that the relatives of a terrorist may be obliged to pay for the damages caused in attacks. The measure comes as yet another step of the Kremlin to counter possible terrorist attacks in the Northern Caucasus, a region neighboring the city of Sochi, where the 2014 Winter Olympic Games will be held next February. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.